Derek Warren with Effingham County Sheriff Paul Coons. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome, Derek. I again say I always enjoy coming up to see you.
Yeah, well, we've got an important topic this time, this month. It's back to school time for lots of kids in the area, and that means that school zones are active once again, and that you need to have safety first when going through school zones or by school buses or with crossing guards in the area. That was a big topic for the school. They sent out a press release before the school year started about crossing guard safety, so that was one they wanted to hit on very quickly this year. But I just wanted to start with what all rules you're supposed to follow in a school zone with crossing guards or around a school bus in general.
Well, there are specific rules for school zones and also enhanced penalties. But some of the rules, you know, maybe people aren't aware of. Usually the speed limit in a school zone is 20 mile an hour, which... And that is on a school day when kids are present, usually from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. But, you know, that one you can understand because school zones are marked. There should be signage. But 20 mile an hour is not very fast for driving. So also, you know, that I don't know if people know, but you can't use. There's penalties for using a handheld device, too, in a school zone.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can't drive while you're on your phone anyway, but you can't use any handheld electronic device in a school zone. And there are enhanced penalties for that also.
Yeah, and the police are very they watch for stuff like that in a school zone specifically because there are kids in the area that could be affected if they were to get out of school and possibly – run across the road or something like that.
You
hope that doesn't happen, obviously.
And yeah, but you know, that's the nature of it. That's how kids are, you know, especially, you know, young kids excited to go to school, excited to get in there. They get off the bus. The buses is, you know, are one thing because they have loading zones. They know the direction the kids are going to go, but kids coming from the sidewalk or out of cars will, you know, generally not watch well for traffic and be so excited and run across the road. So that's why we have all these conditions. And I understand, you know, a school zone, especially in the mornings when kids are getting off to go into school and in the afternoons when they're getting out, it's a hectic, busy place.
It definitely is. Now, I did want to touch on, we got the school zone timing is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. when kids are present. But the school buses themselves have etiquette as well as far as driving with school buses. Whenever their stop arm and their signage is lighting up and whenever they're dropping off kids, you're supposed to stop whether you're coming up to it on the front or from the back. You're supposed to stop for that stop sign so kids can get out and get across the road safely.
Yes, you have to stop for a stop school bus when the stop arm is extended. And that's something else sometimes that causes confusion. If it's a four-lane road, and I'm, you know, thinking we have that, you know, a lot of that around here. If it is a four-lane road, you cannot overtake a bus going the same direction or meet and pass by a bus that's in the same two lanes. Now, the other two lanes of a four-lane that are going the opposite direction, it doesn't affect. But if the two lanes, the same direction the bus is going, you have to stop for the bus. And on a regular two-lane road, of course, that also counts. Like I said before, you can't meet a bus and drive past it. And the penalties are stiff for that. You know, a conviction of passing a stop school bus will result in a suspension of your driver's privileges, which is, you know, is a big deal.
Definitely, yeah. And it's not one of those, like, three strikes and then you get it. It's the first one that they will do that. So it is very important that you follow the rules of the road around school buses. And that includes crossing guards as well. They're there to help kids get across the road. If you Effingham School District sent out a press release about this that said that they've been having problems with people passing crossing guards whenever they're trying to get kids across the road safely. And so that's a big safety issue in itself, let alone what the law says.
Yes, and there are enhanced penalties for that also. You know, and while we're talking about that, also, if you have a school zone violation, you're not eligible for supervision. It's a conviction, and it goes on your record, which, of course, affects your driving, could affect your driving privileges and your insurance rates. Yeah. So you need to pay, you know, extra attention in a school zone. And I'll say it now, you know, I mean, we, you know, the kids are excited and run this way and that. But gosh, there is nothing, there is no amount of hurry or anxiety that you need to have about getting someplace when you're in a school zone, because, you know, the consequences, not the penalties, but just the consequences if someone would get hurt would be so bad. I mean, when I'm in a school zone or around a school and I'm driving and I see, you know, the kids out and the buses unloading, it just worries me to death. And I think that's how everyone should be in a school zone, because no one would want to be that person, you know, that had an accident in a school zone or hurt someone, even if, you know, it wasn't your fault. No one wants to be that person, and I get that. So you have to be extra cautious in a school zone.
Definitely, and like you said, it's 20-mile-per-hour speed limit in the school zone, 7 to 4 every day that kids are there. So those are the rules to follow in a school zone, and those penalties that you mentioned are there for a reason. It's to keep the kids safe.
Yeah, and there are increased fines for school zones too. And, of course, you know, the fines, it seems like a small thing to talk about fines when we're talking about the safety of children and if one would get hurt. But, you know, first-time speeding offenses, a school zone is a minimum $150, and a second offense is at least $300. So, you know, those are stiff penalties, money, and they can lead, if you get a repeat violation, it can lead to a suspension of your driver's privileges. So that's another thing, just like passing a stop school bus. To have your license, driver's license suspended is a big deal.
Yeah, because then you can't drive around legally anymore. You got to have somebody drive you, and that just, it creates more problems than what it's worth in the end for you. Just don't do whatever thing that you did, right?
Well, I mean, we know, you and I know, that accidents happen, but in a school zone, yeah, you have to be extra careful, because, you know, if there's an accident where a child or a crossing guard is hurt and you're committing a violation, that could be a felony charge. So, you know, that is serious.
Yeah, well, with the crossing guards and school buses and all that, these rules are put in place to not only protect the kids, but to make sure that everybody knows that this is something that needs to be followed. I mean, it's got to have some teeth behind it in order for people to follow it, like anything. So,
well, you're right. Of course, you know, you're right. I worry more about, you know, the consequences if someone would get hurt. I mean, that has happened in Effingham before. It's been several years ago, but you know, we lost a little girl because she got out of a car and, you know, ran across the road to go to school. And I just can't think of anything worse to happen, you know, in our community. And but it can happen, and that's why we need to be so careful.
Yeah, I remember, well, I don't really remember it. I was told later that whenever I was in kindergarten, there was a kid that actually got out of the classroom in the old kindergarten building in Louisville. That's where I went to school. And ran across the road and started going over to where Mike's Market used to be there in Louisville. So, I mean, the kid got out of the building itself and started running around. The teacher had to try to go track him down. And so it's anything can happen at these school zones, just like anywhere else. I mean, these things happen, and you got to prepare for it as if it could happen again.
Yeah, and, of course, I think anything can happen when we're talking about 8-year-olds yeah, or 9-year-olds. Heck, sometimes, like maybe when I was 16, you know, anything can happen when you have kids, you know, running around. You have to watch out for them because, you know, they're little kids, and that's how it is.
Yeah, exactly. But once again, be sure to be safe whenever you're driving around school zones. The rules are there for a reason, to protect the kids and to protect you. And it just makes things better if you follow the rules and go through there and there's no incident. And everybody can go on and have a great rest of their day.
Yes, and even though they're not school zones, you know, in the rural areas in the morning when we have all the school buses out and doing pickups, some of those in the country, some of those in our villages and towns, that's another time to be extra careful around a school bus and to pay attention and to don't pass it when the stop arm is out. I know when I meet a school bus or see a school bus in the country and I'm driving, I'm always maybe a little nervous because if I'm not familiar with the area, where they're going to stop, and, you know, there might be kids out waiting, you know, by the road to get on. And some of these are asphalt roads, you know. Kudos to Effingham County Highway Department. We've got some good roads and they're well paved. And, you know, people oftentimes drive too fast. And I worry about those kids out there by the mailbox waiting to get on the bus just before the bus even comes. So anyway, along the same token, we have to be careful during the school year.
Yeah, if we're all safe during the school year, the kids can go through their school year with no problems and get the education that they need. So make sure that we all do our part and it can all run smoothly for the entire year.
Yeah, I agree.